For this Sunday, the seventh after Pentecost, the epistle is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death, but now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end of life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns and figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruits, and every evil tree bringeth forth evil fruits. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruits, nor can an evil tree bring forth good fruits. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear seminarians, dear faithful of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the occasion of this solemn High Mass, which, God willing, will commence the first annual Camp de Schmett here in the Colorado Rocky Mountains, we want to consider something very profound from the life of St. John Bosco. He is, as you know, the founder of the Salesian Order, the order wherein we had trained teachers to educate the youth. That was the purpose, and therefore we want to take that spirit of St. John Bosco and try to live it. In the life of St. John Bosco, at the beginning, when he was 15 years old, he was walking with a priest going to school. And this priest asked St. John Bosco, a young youth, "Why do you want to go to school?" Because there was a great difficulty in his education. They were a poor family, and his older brother, being the head of the household, his father having died, did not want his brother to go to school. It was expensive, and he wanted him to work on the farm. So this priest, knowing the difficulty, asked St. John why he wanted to persist in being educated. And St. John responded that he wanted to become a priest. And therefore the priest said, "Why do you want to become a priest?" And St. John responded, "I would like to become a priest because I would like to educate the youth so that they do not become bad." That is what we want to consider. With the gospel of today's math, Matthew chapter 7, we hear, "By their fruits you shall know them." No good tree can bring forth good evil fruits. No evil tree can bring forth good fruits. By their fruits you shall know them. Therefore, let us try to consider today the spirits of this boys' camp, which you have hosted. Thanks to Father MacDonald, but also to you, I have found a mind of gold, a very golden substructure that will be able to hold this camp, God willing, to succeed for the final goal, that of the children. But what is this that we want to achieve? We want to educate these youth. Of course, with the families, it starts there, the education of your children. Of course, with the school that we have provided for you here at the church, that is another level. But it must not stop there. It must be a continual formation, an education of our hearts, minds, and souls, and that is what we will try to continue these next 10 days. This formation, which is a cultivation of the fertile soil of the tree. These children are trees. They are growing. They are blossoming. Are they good or bad? And so, with the help of 6 seminarians, the different counselors, we will take these young men and try to cultivate the soil. St. John Bosco was able to take men, children from all spectrums of life. He had St. Dominic Savio as his student, a saint. He also had great urchins, great hoodlums that came forth to bear fruits. So let us try to consider this week, these 10 days, as a time of great work. It's going to be much time, much effort that will be put into these days. And again, we have to look at St. John Bosco for the answer of how this can be accomplished. St. John, when asked by a lady how he was able to do so much work, build so many churches, one dedicated to Our Lady, a Help of Christians, how could he do it with little time and actually no funds? He said, I feed the fire with fire. I feed the fire of my faith with the fire of the confidence in God. This is how all of us will accomplish the task of trying to fertilize the soil around the trees that we have been given, trying to prune them every moment of our life, so to bring forth that fruit that God will judge. And so let us try to feed the fire of our faith with the fire of the confidence that we have in God by means of the litany to the precious blood. God willing, all of you know that this month of July is dedicated to the precious blood. It began with July 1st, which is the feast of the precious blood. Today being the first Sunday of the month, let us try to instill in ourselves this great devotion to the blood of our Lord. This is what we want to try to focus upon. The children will say this litany every day during the camp. Dear families, say it every day as well. You must foster great love for this litany. We say, blood of Christ, save us. Blood of Christ, save us. Blood of Christ, which drops forth in the crowning with thorns, save us. It penetrates the soul. You cannot live the same way you have lived, having read this great litany with true devotion. Let us try to bind ourselves, although your children will be taken from you these 10 days. Bind yourselves together, unify by this litany of the precious blood. It will help instill in us a great confidence, a great faith, because in this litany we say, blood of Christ, price of our salvation, save us. It is through that blood which will be shed on the altar of sacrifice in a few moments during this Mass, it is that blood that we have made to be shed by our sins. Do not go as a very distraught soul from Christ because you have pierced his heart. It is done. We have sinned. We must now make reparation, and one way to do this is to participate in this life-giving blood, to receive him in Holy Communion, in the sacrament of confession, two great means wherein we have this precious blood to save our soul. So I try to give to you that means of grace, an encouragement for you to try to unite yourselves with this camp. It is something that is necessary so to produce the fruit that God will want to judge and to bring into heaven. It is not those who say, Lord, Lord, that will go to heaven. Every one of us says, Lord, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, be my helper. Lord, I need this. None of you will get to heaven if that's all you do. but it's rather those who do the will of God and keep it. And so we will try to learn these days to put our faith in practice, to be formed young men of character, to polish ourselves with the spirit of St. John Bosco, and of course, our patron, Father de Schmet. And I do give to you a great means, this Litany of the Precious Blood, to foster it in your families, because it is one means to this perfection. And do this under the mantle of Our Lady. She, at the time of the Passion of Our Lord, took her veil. You can think, you women, having your veils on your heads today, take it and soak it in the blood of our Lord, which is being pierced at the Mass. It's being shed for you. Soak your veil. Dear men, soak yourselves in this blood, because it is the price of our salvation. It is that salvific grace that we need to accomplish the task that we have been given. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.